The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I want to talk to you in a very personal way about the two fathers that are in this invisible, supernatural, spiritual realm. One of these fathers is the creator of life, of truth, and matchless blessings. The other is the father of lies.
Coming up on Life Today, James and Betty help us see world events from a biblical perspective.
I'm James Robinson. Betty and I welcome you to Life Today. I've got to be honest with you. We are very concerned about what we're watching all over the world. And you know, when people start talking about a possible third world war, and it will be a very real possibility if we don't get wisdom prevailing. And I want to remind you of the stream.org. Well, the world's on fire right now, Betty. And would you say that just looking as a homemaker, grandmother, great-grandmother, that what you look at is ugly personified, the dissension, division, the death, the no regard for children, lives, families, and the brutality of it. But that's what the father of lies and the father of death, division, murder, destruction, that's the fruit of his influence, Satan's influence. Am I right about
that? Absolutely. It's very, very disturbing. As a Christian, it's very concerning to me. And it is so, it's like the line's been drawn, James. It's good and it's evil. And it's really gotten to be bad evil. But the good is God. And God wants to show us what he wants to do with his body, if we'll just allow him to. It's an opportunity for God's people to stand strong.
You know, I've been saying this, and the stream says it continually, how you make the right decisions and put the right principles back in place. And you can see throughout history, now think about this, throughout history you can see the benefit of putting biblical principles in place. History confirms the benefit of that, the blessing that comes from that, and how it affects everybody like the rain falls on the just and the unjust. The blessings of God from his principles in place bless everybody, whether they believe in God or not. And freedom offers everyone the opportunity of expressing themselves even if they're mistaken, even if they're deceived or defeated by the deceiver. In freedom, you still have the opportunity of expressing it. And the thing we've got to understand is there are two forces in the invisible realm that impact and most of the time control everything in the visible realm. Now, God does not make anybody submit to his principles. You don't become a robot or puppets on strings that have to do what God says do. He chooses to give you the opportunity of deciding to love him and relate to him or live in rebellion against him, because he doesn't want puppets. He doesn't want robots. He doesn't want something that has no ability to express. He wants children that are born after his spirit by being born from above, because we're born in this earth the children of defeated, fallen humanity. And we have to be born again, and we reach an age of accountability. That spiritual birth has to occur, and then we have a new father. Betty, these two fathers, the father of life and truth and freedom, and the father of lies, division, dissension, death, and destruction, and he prevails. He owns the people that have not been born from above. They are more than puppets. They are controlled by that nature and spirit. And what he's trying to do is take others who are God's children. He wants to take us slaves. He wants to dominate us like Pharaoh or Caesar or the dictators like Hitler or Stalin or the forces that you see prevailing all over the world and right now in the horrible war where you see the innocent suffering. But we are also attacking God here, because the father of lies is prevailing. I want to talk to you in a very personal way about the two fathers that are in this invisible, supernatural, spiritual realm. Everyone on this earth is influenced by these powerful forces, one to the benefit, the other to the demise of everything that pertains to life and godliness. One of these fathers is the creator of life, of truth, and matchless blessings. The other is the father of lies. You can see it, dissension, division, death, destruction, and endless curses. Everyone with eyes to see and ears to hear can discern and recognize which father is being heard and allowed to be in control of individual personal lives. You can see it. There are the visible manifestations revealing clearly which father is being followed, which father is leading these people's actions. The Heavenly Father, now please hear this, He wants a family through whom He blesses all families. He blesses all the nations of the world because His love is unconditional. It flows with redemptive power by transforming the hearts and minds now throughout eternity. Betty, we don't die to get eternal life. We don't die to start living with kingdom effect. We are born again by the Spirit to live a new life, and we can begin living eternal life right now, not when we die. Everything God the Father wants for us, we can experience now. We won't be apart from the deceiver's effect, disease, death, all the dissension, all the challenges around us until we're in the next one where there are no challenges, where we don't have to become overcomers and more than conquerors. In this life, He's left us here to be overcomers. We don't have to let the father of lies run our lives, ruin our lives, ruin our marriages, ruin our families, do we?
No, we don't. And it's just like you said, God's not going to make us or make you choose Him. He gives you the free will to make that choice. Choose this day whom you will serve. You can choose the devil or you can choose God. God's ways are good. They're life-changing. They're forever. His ways are everlasting. The enemy's ways are just for now. The enemy doesn't care about you. He wants to use you to do his destruction. So let's understand that. He's not your friend. He doesn't care one bit about you or what happens to you. He has his own purpose in mind. Well, God has his purposes in mind too for you, and they're all good if you'll just choose him.
Well, he's prevailing too many places in the world and too many people's lives. And the sad thing is, Betty, is the enemy has kept the family of God from looking like the Father, yeah. The Heavenly Father. That's what God wants to change. That's why it's so important for every one of us to understand that God is freely offering life, freedom, a supernaturally transformed nature where we can look like children of the perfect Father. Jesus died that we might experience forgiveness for our sins, the ability to forgive others, that we could live abundant life now, and we could see the fruitfulness revealed and revealing His kingdom. His kingdom purpose, His kingdom rule now, because it's been established in us. And it's not of this world. He wants this kingdom revealed through His family. Betty, we have seen the fruit and the ugliness, the dissension, the destruction, the death, the misery caused by the Father who deceives and divides and destroys. We've seen the effect of the Father of lies. We've seen His family. It's ugly. It's ugly personified. But we need to show the world in the midst of all this darkness. I'm tired of hearing about what the devil does in the last days. What did Paul tell Timothy to do in the last days? We can do it. We can make an impact. We can do the Word of God. We can do the will of God. We can do the work of an evangelist. We can be overcomers in this life. We can reveal the perfect Father by His family submitting to His dream, His desires, that His will be done on earth. And I'm telling you, this family, His family, can impact in a profound, powerful, transforming way this present evil world. He wants His family to reach all who have been deceived by the deceiver, the father of lies, defeated and living in darkness. They're dead right now in their trespasses and sin. His will can be done on His earth as it is in heaven. As true members of His family, His body, we can fulfill His purpose as effective salt that preserves the precious, protects the precious, impacts everything on life. And we can be the light that reveals the truth, that reveals the damage of the deceiver and deception and evil. We are to be witnesses of His grace and His glory. We live in the fullness and the fruitfulness of His Spirit to give Him the praise, to give Him the glory. Jesus gave His life to redeem us. He's the only way to the Father. No other way. No one comes to the Father but by Him. He's the only way to eternal life, and He is the truth, not only the definition of truth, but the demonstration of it. When we as human beings receive this priceless gift, Christ in us, the hope of His glory, made possible through the cross. There's no substitute for the cross. As a matter of fact, when the Israelites entered the Promised Land, He said the blessings and benefits of a land flowing with milk and honey is going to be so great, you've got to guard your heart. Because these beautiful blessings can become an idol and separate you from the fellowship with the Father. And you've got to be very careful about that. Because when you live by the principles of God, the blessings are so magnificent, it's easy to be not just attracted to the ugly and the vile and corrupt, but to the beautiful and magnificent and attractive that even good appetites are attracted to, whether it's taste or the beauty of the relationship God wanted us to have in marriage. All these things are powerful, and God gave them to us to bless us, but we don't let them become an idol. We don't want food to become an idol. We don't want our bellies to be our God. You see, when we're born from above by the Spirit of God and we become new creations in Christ, and members of His body, the church, which is the only force the gates of hell cannot prevail against. So if the gates of hell and deception and destruction are prevailing, it's because the people who can stand against those gates have allowed those gates to prevail. And that would be the church. That's the salt losing its effect. That's us not being the light because we've covered it or compromised it or sought comfort rather than the commission God gave us. The only way that the gates of hell prevail, the only way, is when the salt loses its effect. And then it allows, and you're seeing it, it allows the sacred, the precious, the important to be trampled. This is what Jesus said. When the salt loses its effect, it's good for nothing but being trampled under the feet of those deceived by the father of lies. Satan is fiercely attacking God's kingdom purpose. You see, the enemy is prevailing because he's focused his fury on the church. He's focused his fury not on the people he already owns, but on the people he doesn't own because he wants to take control. And that's what the enemy's trying to do. The New Testament Christians preached another king than Caesar, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But you can talk about that King of Kings, but if you don't let him be your Lord, and you've not allowed this Father to change your heart, so you look like the family of the perfect Father, we're not going to change anything. Betty, God is calling us right now to the greatest awakening in history. I want to read you what God showed me. Return, O Israel, to the Lord. Return to the Lord your God. You have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take your words with you and return to the Lord and say to Him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, that we may present the fruit of our lips. Assyria, the world, will not save us. We won't ride on horses, nor will we say again, our God, to the work of our hands. For in you the orphan finds mercy. You find relationship with the Father. I will heal your apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger will be turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel, and they will blossom like the lily, and I will take the root like the cedars of Lebanon. well-rooted, and your shoots will sprout, and your beauty will be like the olive tree, and the fragrance like the cedars of Lebanon. And those who live in his shadow will again raise grain. I'll make up for the years the locusts have eaten. You will blossom like the vine. His renown will be like the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? Nothing, God. It is I who answer and look after you. From me comes your fruit and your blessings, making up for the years the locusts have eaten, pouring out on you the farmer and the latter rain. Whoever is wise, let him understand these things. Whoever is discerning, let him know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the righteous will walk in them, but the transgressors will stumble when they ignore the truth. Father, Betty and I are praying for every person who longs for freedom, the fruit of truth. Would you help us to look like you, Father? Would you help us to lose our life to see your dream and your vision fulfilled? And would you heal our land in Jesus' name? He said, if you'll call on me, you call in humility and brokenness, and you turn from your sin, and I will heal your land. I will forgive you. The invitation from God right now to come to his shelter and his shadow is undeniable. I believe that is an invitation. You remember he invited Israel, Jerusalem, when he knew they'd be leveled? Come to me like chicks to the wings of the hen, and I will heal you. His glorious invitation right now is to come. Would you say, Lord, here's one. I want to lose my life to see your dream fulfilled. What's his dream? Living for his kingdom purpose. Seeing his will done on his earth. Thy kingdom come. Jesus said, it's at hand, it's in you. The next phrase in the prayer. Thy will be done on earth, your earth, heaven and earth is the Lord's. Let's walk over the enemy's intentions. Let's defeat the deceiver. Let's storm the gates of hell and set captives free. Father, let it happen. I believe that every viewer of our program wants that. We don't have to let the enemy's deception and destruction prevail. Betty, I think one of the greatest things that we can do, and Jesus said that, if you want to know who the sheep are, he said, you just find the people who notice the least of these, and they minister to them. Feed them water, set prisoners free. That's what we do. That's what our viewers do. I want to ask you to be a part of a miracle today of saving lives and winning them to Christ forever by feeding the starving. There's a horrible drought right now in Angola and other parts of Africa that is killing, literally on the way to killing millions. And we can save them one life at a time, three at a time, five at a time, 10 at a time. I want you to listen to the Lord speaking through somebody you've grown to really love, and that's Sheila Walsh. Just look, listen, and then be the hands of Jesus. Be the miracle people long for and desperately need. Please watch prayerfully.
Death due to malnutrition. It's why so many of these small graves are dug daily at this cemetery in a place called Katumbela. It's in villages like these where the death cycle starts off as simple hunger pains. Each day, mothers struggle to find enough food for their children, all the while hoping and praying that their children won't be next to succumb to the ravages of starvation.
This is Maria. She's like me. She's a mom. The only difference is that Maria was born in Angola, and her little baby girl, Maria, was born in Angola at this time when there's such a crisis going on. You're never going to believe it, but this precious little girl who weighs 6 pounds is 1 year and 7 months old. A year and 7 months, and she weighs 6 pounds. I don't know if you can see, oh, darling, I don't want to hurt you, but can you see her skin? I didn't understand this before I got here, but with severe malnutrition, the first organ to shut down is the skin. It's as if all the reserves go to try and protect what's left inside. So as you can see, her skin has begun to literally peel off her body. James and Betty, you have sat here over and over and over through the years, faithfully serving and feeding millions. But I know you'll see this. This is a fresh crisis. This is a fresh urgency. This will not wait. We talk about life where it's needed most. Where it's needed most is right here, but even more than that, where it's needed most is in the villages where these darling children live. They need our help, and they need it now.
I couldn't even bear for you to look at that, because like Sheila said, I've been there, well, 30 years ago we started going. I couldn't share that if I didn't know you could cure it. Betty, our viewers are the hope.
You really are. And as many times as James and I have been over there, and we've been in the similar situations that Sheila was sharing with us, you never get used to it. It breaks your heart. You want to say, I want to help this little one. They deserve a chance. We don't even think about it sometimes. We go from meal to meal, maybe three meals a day. When our children were small, they'd come in and say, Mom, can I have a snack? And I think of these little children, what they wouldn't give for a snack, what we call a snack. It would be their whole day's meal. We can't let these precious little ones die like this. We must give. We must join together. And let's say, I'll feed them. Whatever I can do, I will do. And everyone does that, then there'll be enough for every little child.
When I found those children and we saw them and I came home, I knew we had to help. We sold some things to start. We just had to find out. I didn't know if people would help. Betty, 18 million children and family members' lives have been saved since we started doing that. 18 million. But it was 3 at a time, 5 at a time, 10 at a time. And it was people like you who said, I'm not going to just look at a problem that can be solved. I'm going to be the miracle they long for. I'm going to be the answer to that mother's prayer. Those mothers. I'm going to stop digging those graves. And you can. And you've been doing it. Listen, think about it. 18 million lives saved. That's confirmed by the African nations where we save those lives. That's not just missionaries reporting. And we've led more people to Christ than the lives we've saved because they're so open to hear about this love. Would you right now, please, get up and go get a bank card, like a check. That's how you use it. If you write a check, make it a life. But I want you to dial that number and call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail, or give us the card number and make the gift, or you can go online and do it. But if you could give $30, $50, or $100, you would help us literally save 3, 5, or 10 children's lives. I mean, it's a miracle. I want to send you the devotional book, The Chosen. We had Dallas Jenkins here recently. And it was just phenomenal. This couple, this family, this is a great devotional book. We want to send you a framed picture of Amazing Grace. It is beautiful. It's like the original. And then we have the Let Them Come, the children coming to Jesus. If you give $1,000, you'd help us feed 100 children. We'll send you that beautiful bronze. $100, we send you the art piece, Amazing Grace, What Truth, and The Chosen, and that's for any gift. Would you right now go online? Would you make that call? Use that bank card like a check. Please help us keep putting God's arms of love around these precious little ones and letting them know they're not overlooked. They are deeply loved. And let's be the miracle they long for. Would you do that? Thank you so much.
Across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves gone and many areas experiencing severe famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you The Chosen, 40 Days with Jesus. From the creators of the widely popular television drama, The Chosen, this devotional invites you to discover Jesus through the eyes of those who knew him best. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Amazing Grace Sheet Music Framed Wall Art. This timeless and well-beloved hymn can be displayed as a reminder of God's grace to you. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. This beautiful bronze is a reminder to care for children around the world in both word and deed. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, Betty and I have just been, I got a smile right now because somehow I feel like somebody helped us big time today. Not us. Precious little children, you answer a lot of mothers' prayers. We got a lot of viewers that like to do that. Because, you know, life today is going forever. Because what we do, the needs will always be there, and love will always meet the need. And you are flowing that love. And life outreach in life today, that's going to go on until Jesus comes. And it's carried on the shoulders of love that carries you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for sharing his love and his life. Be sure and tell your friends to watch Life Today and share life today, every day.
I think we have to be willing, and I believe God can use us wherever we are, with whatever we have, with wherever he's placed us.
Tim Tebow, tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.